It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. Now the host of our program, City Desk, public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, William. Welcome to this week's podcast. We're recording this on Friday, April 3 at 2:27, and our special guest today is the chief of the Biloxi Police Department, Mr. John Miller. John, what's happening in the police department and citywide with coronavirus? Answer that for me.
Yeah, boy, that's a mouthful, Vincent. We're just trying to do the best that we can do to make sure that everyone is safe. We're trying to practice what we preach, and we're preaching mighty hard. So I'm hoping people are listening to us and heeding the warnings that we're putting out.
I got to ask you, what are you seeing in the police department as far as morale, as far as, you know, your men, and any of them feeling bad or sick or showing any symptoms? Because I'm hearing in the fire department we've got like 9 positive cases over there of men who are now not at work.
Well, so far, the only people that are out in the police department, and, you know, say a prayer and knock on wood, there's just a couple that we have out, and both of them are out with family members who are showing symptoms. So we thought it would wise that they stay home also until they get a test result back on the family member. So just a couple. Other than that, morale seems to be high. You know, we're doing all we can do to keep it that way. And, you know, these guys and gals are going out and doing what they need to do. Certainly they're being a little more careful, like we had said early on. They're trying not to go in a home unless they have to. They're trying not to have close contact with folks unless they have to. But, you know, in this business, if you make an arrest, well, you know, you're mighty close contact there. So, we've tried to limit that, and we've given them, everything that we can give them right now, you know, as far as masks and gloves and hand sanitizer and making sure they're cleaning their cars on a daily basis and spraying those units to make sure that there's no, to at least limit the transmission of the disease. So I think we're doing good, to be honest with you. I feel pretty good about the way things are going right now.
What's the biggest thing people need to know about going into this weekend? Anything new? I mean, and by the way, I realize there are things in flux. I realize we're hearing that waterways may be closed. I realize we're hearing that waterways may be open. I realize that they're also thinking about, say, commercial crabbers or commercial fishermen. It seems like we're trying to want to help people where we can do their essential jobs, but it gets back to what business is essential.
That's right. It is very difficult. It's at times difficult for the leaders. You know, I know the mayor has to constantly be reviewing things to determine what the right answer is, and there's no difference in that than myself and the fire chief. We're looking at stuff every day trying to determine, you know, what this actually means, you know, what this governor's order means, you know, what businesses are actually essential, and it can become a headache.
You told me once before it's pretty easy to put it down on paper there.
Buddy, you can write it down all day long, but when it comes to taking enforcement action, especially, things get blurry. Mm-hmm. You know, things get very blurry. But right now, the things to remember is stay home this weekend. Stay home. If you have a family emergency or you need to go to the hospital or something, you're absolutely, you are within your rights to do that, and no one's going to bother you with that. If you don't have to be out on the roadways, don't go out. Stay home. If you there are some exceptions, like if you're a security guard at one of the casinos, or if you're, that's right. If you're medical in the medical field, if you're the bookkeeper for a business that's closed and you're going to do that work at night, you're perfectly okay to travel to the job to do that.
But don't get the idea you might not be pulled over at least once.
Yeah, you very definitely probably will be pulled over in the city of Biloxi. If you're out after the curfew, if you are, and you're legitimately going to, within the lines of the law, just explain to the officer, and you're going to be on your way in no time.
Okay. The funniest thing you've seen so far that you can repeat for this audience in this entire issue. I want to tell you one right now. I was walking by the mayor's video conference here the other day, and he's got all the mayors up on the screen up there, and Billy Hughes says, I want to ask all you mayors if you can please mute your phones if you're not talking. And Chipper McDermott, our pal from past, the pride of past Chris Chan, he says, mute my phone. I'm already a mute. What do you have for me, man?
Well, I've not seen a lot funny lately. But we have answered several calls, and we've had some calls that might have been a bit ridiculous. You know, like if you look in the order, the governor's order, it says, you know, that if you're traveling I-10 or Highway 90, you know, that you're welcome. If you're traveling through, you're welcome. And we did have a call that wanted to know if they stopped at a stoplight, would we be able to pull them over because they weren't traveling and they had stopped. And, you know, it was an elderly lady, so yeah. we took our time and explained to her, mm-hmm. That's not what it means. You know, please stop at the stop signs and stoplights.
Somebody called the mayor's office the other day, and they wanted to know if jewelry stores were going to continue to be open. And what we are sensitive to is this. People are scared. People see their routines being interrupted. There's uncertainty, and we are aware that they are scared. And what we keep going back to is every single thing that the police are doing, everything the mayor's doing, he's pulling it right out of the hurricane playbook. Everything you're seeing, we do for every hurricane. So none of this is anything different, except we're telling you to stay home. We're not telling you to evacuate a low-lying area. Stay in your house. That's the biggest one, and it's going to be more of an elongated process. You know when that storm's coming ashore. You know when it's going to be over. For this, there's that uncertainty. At least that's what I'm reading into this, the fear.
I think you're absolutely on the money. You know, this country's built on small business, and small businesses are very difficult. You really have to have your act together to make a small business work anymore. And thousands of people do it. Many, many people right here on the coast have small businesses that have been very successful. But you can bet they worked their behind off to get there. And so now, yes, it's scary for them. Not only the health part of it, but they see their livelihood that they've worked for years and years and years. It appears that it's slowly going down the drain. And they're thinking like a businessman, which is what they are. You know, but yeah, I think it's important to remember that we will get through this, mm-hmm. and we will rebound, and it's going to be a big rebound, I feel like. There's going to be a lot of money in circulation. There's going to be a lot of people spending money, and I think things will rebound quickly. But the longer we drag this thing out, and we do have some control here, and that control is not to put yourself in a position where you can spread this virus or that you can catch the virus. That's the control we have, and that's the only control we have. So I think it's important to remember that the longer we allow this thing to go, you know, then the longer it's going to take for it to be over.
William Sagan.
It was funny about that's the only thing. That is, folks, the only thing we have to do is just to stay away from each other, stay home. It's not like a hurricane. It's not like the end of the world. It's not like an earthquake. All we have to do is stay home. And the more of us stay home is the sooner we will come back.
Remember that you can see the daily video update anytime on the city's Facebook page, the police department Facebook page, the fire department Facebook page, on the city's YouTube channel, and it's on BTV 3 times a day, at 9 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and at 9 at night. Chief, that's it. Anything else? How about the weekend? What are your plans?
Well, my plans are to be over here the whole weekend and seeing what's going on and monitoring things. Remember, we still may have a spring break increase of folks, a fluctuation there. And if that happens, we want to be on that quick, you know, because I don't think traffic's going to be an issue for us. But we do want to stay vigilant and make sure that people from out of town who may not realize the beach is closed, you know, because just in a matter of a few minutes, you can have 1,000 people on the beach, and then it's very difficult to disperse those folks.
Please remember, beach is closed at 5 o'clock today. They'll be closed until further notice. Please remember, we're under curfew from 11 o'clock at night to 5 o'clock in the morning. There are going to be some announcements coming out probably in the next day or two about public parks. Just use common sense. How common is common sense?
Well, apparently common sense is not as common as it used to be, but there's still plenty of folks out there with common sense, but I think we need to return that and call it uncommon sense.
Yes, yes. We want to also remind people, don't be the weak link in your chain. If you're at home, you got your family there, if anybody in that family ventures out into the unknown, when they come back into that house, no telling what they're bringing with them. William Sackett, you got any pearls of wisdom to close out the show?
Just remember, wash your hands. wash your hands, and wash your hands. This is City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.
William, I think.